great for the lads to look forward to, you know, the third round of a European qualifier. You know, again, going to Belgium, big club, obviously, higher standard again. You know, 8 internationals, and going to a 25,000 capacity stand, our stadium. So from that point of view, yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's another massive challenge to us, but isn't a great place to be.
There's a lot being made of the financial windfalls that are just up to 675,000, and we've seen the excitement the players have got out of it. For yourself and your own staff, it must be hugely pleasing, even though the challenges are getting bigger.
There's a lot of talk about the money, as far as I'm concerned. I understand from the club point of view, it's important to win. You know, I said, obviously we qualified last year, and then we won the first round, and now the second round. But you can't beat memories like last Thursday night. No money buys you that. And we spoke to players all week and after the match, and, you know, the incredible atmosphere after the game and what they had achieved. And so, as the management, and all we do is work as hard as we can and try to push the lads as much as they can. And, you know, what they achieved last Thursday night was phenomenal. And we go into another game where massive underdogs, given little chance. But we'll prepare as best we can, and we know a lot about them, and we'll give it our best shot. And at the end of the day, from my point of view, it was never about money anyway. It's about doing your best and achieving what you can, and you know, having memories like you had last Thursday night afterwards. That's what lives. And obviously you need a few bob to pay the bills, but you can't beat experiences like last Thursday night.
So what's the big question is, what's the story with Greg?
Will we replay what I said last week about him? Yeah, he's you know, look, they're all in good form. You could see he's a massive player first, huge influence on the team. You know, he's now the captain since Johnny's got injured, and he's, you know, taking the role like a fish to water. So massive presence, and being treated every day. He possibly needs couple of weeks break, but that isn't possible. But we're doing everything to have him ready for Thursday night, and he wants to be ready for Thursday night, and that's the way it is at the moment. Everyone else is okay though.
No other bumps, obviously, normal bumps and bruises.
Yeah, no, everyone's good form. Look, as I keep saying, when you win, the confidence, and, you know, when the lads saw what went on last week, and you know, some of them probably didn't experience, you know, they've experienced beating Dundalk in front of 5,500, they've experienced beating Linfield. But I think last Thursday night was just a unique, incredible night. And so that drives fellas on as well. So we're all looking forward to the game.
What do you know about these guys?
No, quite a bit. You know, they're centre forward, the Greek centre forward. You know, he's played twice against Northern Ireland in the qualifiers. Very good player. Funny enough, the left back, the Finnish lad, is the guy who's just taken over the number one position from the Hacking left back, you know. And obviously, their captain Buffel in the middle of the park. He's obviously played with Belgium, so and you know, they've a few Dutch internationals underage. So again, they're we know quite a bit about them. They're much more physical, bigger team than Hacking were. Taller players, stronger players,
but they're the same side, aren't they?
They're a good mixture. They're a good mixture. They have a good few of the Belgium internationals underage and Holland internationals underage, but they still have a good mixture. But physically, they're a strong side. So you know, we've done a good bit of work on them, and over the next couple of days with the lads, we'll be going into more detail with the lads. But I suppose from our point of view, we have to perform as well as we did over the two games of Hacking, and with our concentration levels to give us any chance of bringing the game back to Cork, and if something left in it, you know.
Does the result last week in Podgorica give you a bit of hope? You know, through a 2-1 lead, and obviously had the man sent off. So.
No, I think, yeah, I watched the match. The Montenegro crowd scored in the first kick of the game, first minute. and it set them up. But actually with 10 men and 75 minutes and even into the extra time, actually Kent were very good. They dominated the match. So it was like as if with the 10 men they realised they might be knocked out and they upped their gear. But at the end of the day, you know, you watch those games. The most important thing for us is that you have to pick out patterns of their play, you know, certain things they do. But crucially for ourselves, you know, we have to give performances like we did, and there's no point getting carried away. We have to do a certain amount of work on them, but at the same time, you know, everyone needs to perform like they did, and you know, if we give our best performance out there, that's all you can ask for. And while they step up, and they're obviously they seem to be a better team than Hacken. We have to look after ourselves and see, can we just give the level of performance like that we did last week.
John, how difficult is it to get a balance between staying defensively solid enough that you stay in the tie and trying to find your way goal, which could be vital during the second leg?
Well, I think we're dangerous on the counter, Dennis. I think, you know, we have a lot of pace wide, and you know, I think if you look at both the games in Hacken, we caused them a lot of trouble. And you would imagine that with them being at home first and looking at the opposition that we are, you know, they will probably feel they can win the match comfortably enough. So we'll expect them to come at us, which will give us opportunities to see on the counter, can we hit them? So the fact that we're away first is probably better because we know they're going to come at us. So it leads to that type of game, whereas if you're at home first, for us it might be a bit different. So I think it'll go along the lines of the two games we already played, you know, that they'll have a lot of possession and we'll see, can we hit them on the counter? And I think it'll be similar to that game. It's just a question of, you know, in both the ties and all the ties so far, including the two Linfield games, we haven't been behind, which has helped.
Yeah.
You know, so we haven't had to go chasing the match. But obviously, from our own point of view, it would be fantastic if we can get out of Belgium and bring the tie back and have that crowd again and see. But there is always the danger that against a team like this that may not happen, or you could get hit for a few, and, you know, that's what you're trying to prevent, really.
John, since you got back into Europe last year, you've shown great consistency in terms of scoring in every tie, six ties in a row you scored, three away. So it builds confidence, obviously, the fact that, you know, how important we all know an away goal is. So it breeds confidence, doesn't it, Lurch?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. You know, and despite, you know, we said last week that at times it was going to be backs against the wall, you know, it was still, if you look over the game, the two chances that Hacken had in the first half came from two mistakes. Other than that, they didn't have a chance. Mm. And you could, arguably, you could say that their keeper made a great save from Garrod Morrissey, which probably was the other chance of the game. And in Europe, there isn't as many chances, so you have to play differently. But it is, as I always said, Trevor, we always play to win. We always play to go up and score. You know, people have different opinions. Some people don't think so, but we do. And that's an interesting stat. Now, I wasn't aware of that, but it is an interesting stat that we score in all our games. So that's the way we play. And obviously this year, with more attacking and more flair players, it has probably given us more chances. Mm. You know, and that's been good, like, you know.
And besides, obviously, the finance, it's really caught the imagination of the soccer public, isn't it, in Cork? Like, the run in Europe caught your imagination.
It has. I suppose, you know, it's been a mental 2 or 3 days because, you know, down in Cork, everyone follows everything.
Mm.
And maybe the fact that, you know, some teams aren't doing well has highlighted the way we're doing it. It's probably focused maybe some people that mightn't have been as tuned into following us as before, whereas, so it has been an incredible week. And obviously, you know, with the coverage that you've given it locally, it's been phenomenal. And you know, I said I thanked you the last, and I keep doing it because, you know, we need as much publicity as possible. And it certainly has, like, there's certainly no one in the city or county that doesn't know about Cork City and the win last Thursday night. So that's been fantastic.
John, you're involved in the only other game the city have played against Belgian opposition, against Sandy Liege in 87.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah, I know. What do you remember of that game? what do you remember about the time?
Did I miss a chance in that game?
No.
Oh, well, bring it up.
Standard Liege. Nil-all, wasn't it?
He was, yeah, in Trans Pass.
God. I was captain, actually, that time.
Yeah.
For a short spell. God. I didn't. Yeah, I remember the time, but that was the Intertoto Cup, and we had four games, which I think was the real bonus at the time. And I remember the Turner's Cross nil all. Can't remember too much about the match, other than I think we were reasonably happy.
What I reminded about that game was about Dave Barry's team talk beforehand, that he had you out in the pitch and was effing and blinding at you about the need to kind of not give in against the bigger team. Do you remember anything about that team talk at all?
He's bluffing you there, I'd say. No, I don't look at it. My memory is quite good, but it doesn't stretch back to team talks and stuff like that. But I can't. I remember it was a draw, and that's it. It won't have any bearing on this week's match, you know, that's all.
Any intention of contacting Eric McLeish, who managed their 14 to 15 in Ghent?
For what purpose?
Let's see. He'd know maybe some of the squads. He surely had a lot of the squad there.
But so we know everything about them ourselves. Like I suppose to be fair, look, obviously you use, but I suppose the relevance is that, you know, they were in the Champions League in 11, they've been in the Europa League 12, 13, 14. Obviously they haven't been there since, but you know, so they've been used to being in Europe. The main thing is really looking at their players. You know, we know who their manager is and the type of game they play. So nowadays I suppose Billy, you concentrate on where they're at the moment, right. And we've done a lot of work on that, and you know, Lise Fallon does a massive amount of work on that, so then we go through it all. And so I don't think it'll be from the want of knowledge and knowing about their team and the way they play. I think we're quite good at that, and we work hard at it, and so from that point of view, I think that side of it we'll be well looked after.
John, with the extra few quid from the European run, will you be given any funds to bring in a player or two, perhaps?
The problem with your money, Rory, it doesn't come until a year's time. You see, it's a bit misleading because people assume that, you know, you wake up on Friday morning and there's 200 grand in the bank account, and while it is there in theory, it doesn't arrive for about another 15 months. Like even last year, you know, it's last year's qualification for us. We won't get that till next October. So I believe that these rounds doesn't come until 6 months further on. So, you know, so while it sounds good, you know, the gates are really covering the flights, the charter flights for going to the away matches. So things are still very tight, believe it or not. And, you know, but we have looked really, really hard the last 3 weeks to strengthen them. And the club have said, look, if we feel the rifle is there, we'll do what we can for you. You know, but we just haven't come across a guy that we felt that would strengthen the team. And ultimately, you know, if you're going to bring in someone, you want to see one, will they mix in with the guys that are here, because there's fantastic spirit and attitude. But two, you know, are they going to be involved? And we've seen in some of the friendly matches we brought in different guys, but we just felt that we didn't feel that we're going to add to the team. You know, so. You know, if we could find someone in the next week, we're still ongoing all the time. But it's not as it's easy, and a lot of fellas coming out of England at the moment are all hanging on in England to see can they get contracts over there. So they're in no great rush to run back to Ireland. So that's where that's at the moment.
What about John Kev? What's the update? Is he still a little way?
Yeah. Look, the best thing about him, hopefully he'll be back training in about 3 weeks. But I would imagine this season, you know, the fact he's been out for so long and has missed the cut at the halfway point, I'd say, you know, the most important thing is trying to get him back, get his health back and whatever, but I'm not so sure I'd see him playing this season.
John, they haven't scored a lot of goals last season in the Belgian League, and obviously the defence has been fairly watertight. Is that kind of the key to winning this title from a City point of view? In terms of keeping it tight at the back,
Will you have to be tight and keep it tight? But you must remember that, you know, as I keep saying, they are playing at a level that is much higher than ours, and they're used to a quicker tempo, quicker pace, and the stronger players. And that is the difference between as you move up the line and different leagues, and the different levels. It's no different than when you're junior football or senior football. As you keep moving up, it gets quicker. The brain, guys have quicker brains, they're stronger players, they're faster players, the pace gets quicker. So while they mightn't have scored a lot of goals last year in the Belgium League, at the end of the day, they've still been used to playing at a higher level. They came fifth in the league last year. Bruges won it, obviously. And we know Belgium teams, their international team is phenomenal. But we also know that their club teams are very successful club teams in that they go to the latter stage of European competition. So from that point of view, no matter what, we know it's going to be backs against the wall and that we're going to have to defend really well. So, but if we can do more of the same we did the last 2 weeks, we'll give it our best shot, and you never know after that.
Does it take into account the fact, Sean, that they're in pre-season, they haven't actually played a game? I think they opened their league campaign on Sunday.
Yeah.
And the last time they were in the Champions League, you know, it's gone back a couple of years, but they didn't win a match.
Yeah.
And he kind of take anything from that going into this match? Sean? The fact that they're in pre-season, they haven't played a competitive game. A bit like Limpers.
But they've played two savage matches. And they've had extra time.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Yeah.
So, like... It's different to Linfield. When we played Linfield, they hadn't, to be fair to them.
Yeah.
You know, but these guys have played the last 2 weeks and they've played extra time, and they've played extra time with 10 men and won the tie. So, you know... And modern footballers nowadays, these guys are just fit all year round. That's just their breed. And, you know, so... I suppose... I just don't repeat myself, but we just have to keep going and make sure that we look after ourselves and prepare as well as we can, and just, you know, defend as well as we can and try and hit them on the counter, and that's what our plan is, our game plan.
With the FA Cup draw on Friday and five league games postponed, are you afraid of congestion in the league fixtures when come September, October?
Well, I suppose, Dylan, the way we look at it is that it is going to be an issue. There's no doubt about that. You're going to end up 3 games a week for a long time. It will be tough going. But do you want to be in Europe? Do you want to like have occasions like you had last Thursday night? Well, I think if you could only ask all that team, you know, what happened last Thursday night, you know, was incredible for them. So... We know the build up is going to come, but when it comes, we're just going to have to deal with it. That's just the way it is, and we've no choice. But for the moment, we're still in Europe, and as I said, we started in June. We're going into August, and we're still in Europe, and that's a nice thing to have. So, I think because it's so unusual, and because European football is players playing their career, and you don't get many opportunities, and certainly don't get many opportunities to win games. You know, and it's just interesting, you were saying there, Trevor, that we scored in all our matches. Like, we've played 4 European matches this year. We've won 2 and drawn 2. You know, so that's unique in players' careers. And, you know, because bar the top teams in the Premier Division in England, from halfway down the leagues to Championship, none of them ever play in Europe. You know, so it's a privileged position for the top players in Ireland. So, we'll deal with the build-up when it comes. It will be difficult. But for the moment, we're totally focused on Europe.
John, coming into Europe, obviously, just kind of talk was about the domestic run and how you kind of got so many games unbeaten. Does Europe now, the fact you're in the third round, does Europe take on a momentum of its own in terms of you're kind of building off the last result as opposed to kind of you kind of put the league aside and momentum?
Yeah, well, I think you know, someone said, you know, it's an odyssey. Like, I think you're taking Europe what it is, in the sense that you know you're not going to win the European Cup or the Europa League, you know. So you're taking it as an adventure that, you know, you're pushing yourself, you're playing better opposition, and you're creating shocks, and obviously you know it's not going to last forever. So you just deal with it the way it is, and it's giving everyone a kick and a buzz. When the league will come back, it'll be back to basics, because obviously that's a competition that we have a chance of winning.